Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, for Wednesday, October 13th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping today's news, entering the European Union allows Turkey's Christians a fragile hope of freedom for ministry. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it all boils down to social pressure from the larger government coalition. As for their evangelistic work,
hopefully, being in the European Union will provide even more freedom to travel and meet with Christians in other parts of Europe for ministry. I don't necessarily think it will have a great effect. I think that the ministry that is going on will continue. Hopefully there will be more ministry that is focused on reaching that part of the world.
Next, the Internet is widely acknowledged as an underexplored missions front. Through it, ministries are able to reach countless thousands who need resources and tools that they otherwise wouldn't be able to access. OC International's Tim and Annette Gulick are spearheading an Internet ministry in Mexico. Tim explains their charge.
We are, in short, providing resources and training materials for people that work with youth in Latin America. And this is all through the website as well as through CDs that we distribute through friends and through conferences.
Go to our website for more details. And finally, although the hurricanes are long gone, people across the Caribbean will feel their devastation for years to come. Volunteer relief teams with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board are helping with projects that will continue to minister to families long after the other aid has ceased. In Grenada, the outlook is bleak as about 90% of the homes suffered some kind of damage. The IMB volunteers are seeking to support the churches in order to help meet people's material needs and be a gospel witness to meet their spiritual needs as well. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from the Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.